Let's talk now about the political money game. The rules have changed since the last presidential election, thanks to decisions by the Supreme Court, lower courts, and the Federal Election Commission. Corporations can jump into the presidential contest in a way they haven't done since the Watergate scandal of the 1970s. The difference is that this time, it's legal. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
40 years ago, President Richard Nixon's re-election team hadn't yet broken into Democratic Party headquarters, and Nixon hadn't yet issued his famous denial.
People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
What was going on in 1971 was aggressive, secret, and illegal fundraising. The Nixon campaign was soliciting money from corporations and bartering presidential decisions to get the cash. In one case, the Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, AMPI, pledged $2 million to the campaign, and in return, Nixon jacked up the federal subsidy for milk.
It was a simple trade.
Richard Reeves covered the scandal as a reporter and later wrote about it in his book, Richard Nixon, Alone in the White House.
Nixon got $2 million for charging American consumers $100 million.
The deal was sealed on May 23, 1971. Nixon met with AMPI leaders, and then his aides nailed down the deal. Nixon's secret taping system was recording when the president signed off on the trade in the Oval Office. More campaign cash for higher milk prices. Again, Richard Reeves.
The meeting broke up. Everybody stood up, and John Ehrlichman, the president's counsel, said, "Well, we better get ourselves some milk before the price goes up. Let's get it while it's still cheap." After the deal was worked out, at midnight, the Nixon people met with the milk producers, and that's where the money passed hands.
The head of AMPI and a lobbyist eventually went to prison. Overall, the Watergate prosecutor nailed 21 corporations for illegal secret contributions. Now, 40 years later, AMPI has almost no presence in Washington. But if it did, the new rules of campaign finance provide a way to do what was illegal in 1971. AMPI still couldn't give directly to Nixon's re-election committee, but it could give any amount it wanted to a presidential super PAC, like Make Us Great Again.
Rick Perry, conservative leadership that works. Make Us Great Again is responsible for the content of this ad.
There are super PACs for all of the major presidential contenders. Make Us Great Again is typical. Officially, it is not connected to Texas Governor Rick Perry's presidential operation, although its founders include Perry's former chief of staff. Meredith McGeehee is with the Campaign Legal Center, which supports stronger campaign finance laws.
So therefore, the contribution limits are pretty meaningless. You can give the money you want to the candidate directly, and then you can give unlimited amounts to the super PAC.
As fundraising conduits, super PACs are not perfect. They have to disclose contributions. But the new rules have a way around that, too. Give the money to a so-called issue group connected to the super PAC.
They want the largest cut to student grants in history. But President Obama has a plan to help.
This comes from the issue group Priorities USA, which operates alongside super PAC Priorities USA Action. They're both run by a former Obama White House aide. The super PAC discloses its donors, while the issue group does not. Several of the presidential super PACs use this arrangement. Former Federal Election Commissioner Carl Sandstrom has a term for it.
Public anonymity and private disclosure. That means the public may be in the dark about who contributes, but the beneficiaries, the office holders, and the candidates are aware of who contributes.
In fact, the candidates can help the super PACs solicit cash. Just imagine, says campaign finance lawyer Dan Backer, imagine Nixon had a super PAC. He'd be at the kickoff reception.
And Nixon says, "You need to support Nixon's super PAC. We need your help." And then a staffer from the super PAC comes up and says, "So listen, you can cut a check in any amount. What would you like to give us, $1 million?
Backer says the law is going in the right direction, treating corporations as people.
The law is the same for everybody. Doesn't matter who you are, what kind of speaker you are, what you believe in. The law is going to treat you the same as long as you're not engaging in corrupt behavior.
That's the hard part, of course, finding the corrupt behavior. Most politicians don't bug their own offices the way Nixon did. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.